Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're Zechus Yuma Daf Lamed Dalet, the third parak, Amar Lahem Amamuna. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, it was stated in Abai's list that Evarim LeMincha, burning the limbs, precedes the Mincha. For it was thought in Abraisa, from where do we know that nothing should precede the morning Tamid? Rashi explains that this refers to nothing being placed on top of the Ma'aracha before the limbs of the Tamid. The Torah states, with regard to the Tamid, which is an Ola offering, Va'arach Aleha Ola, he shall arrange the Ola upon it. Rav explained, Ha'ola, he Ola Rishona. The expression, the Ola, teaches that the Ola is offered up first. Therefore, the limbs of the Tamid are burned before the Mincha is offered. Point number two, the Mishnah stated, Shall Bein Arbaim Ha'isu Kreva Bein Avraim Unasachim, the afternoon Ketores was offered between the burning of the limbs of the afternoon Tamid and the offering of its Nesachim. The Gemara asks what the source of this ruling is, and Rabbi Yochanan answers that the pasuk regarding the Tamid states, "Kamincha zaboker kenisko tase," like the mincha of the morning and its libation, you shall make the afternoon mincha. This indicates that just as in the case of the morning mincha, the ketores precedes the nesachim, also here regarding the afternoon service, the ketores precedes the nesachim. Now the Gemara objects and says that if this is so, let us say that just as there in the morning, the ketores precedes the burning of the limbs, so to here in the afternoon, the ketores precedes the limbs. The Gemara answers, is it written, ki ivrei haboker, like the limbs of the morning should be the limbs of the afternoon tamid? No, it's written and said, ke minchas haboker, like the mincha of the morning. Ke minchas haboker v'lo ki ivrei haboker. This implies that the afternoon mincha should be like the morning mincha, and not that the limbs of the afternoon tamid should be like the limbs of the morning tamid. In point number three, the Mishnah stated that if the Kohen Gadol was a zaken or an istanis, meaning a person of a delicate nature, they warmed water for him and poured it into the cold water of the mikveh. It was taught in a braisa, Rabbi Yudah said, Hashashio shel barzahi mechamim erev yom kippurim. They would heat iron bars erev yom kippur and cast them in the cold water of the mikveh, kedei shetafik sinasan, so that it should lose some of its chill. The Gemara questions how this is permitted, since this leads to tziruf, hardening of the metal. And Rabbi Bibi answered, Shohigil et tziruf. The iron didn't reach the degree of heat needed for strengthening. Rashi explains that it had already cooled down. Abai says you could even say that the iron reached the degree required for hardening, and yet it was still permitted, since davar shena miskaven mutter, an unintentional act, is mutter. The Gemara clarifies that Abai holds that davar shena miskaven aser with regards to a deraisa. Hardening the metal is only the rabbanan, and therefore it's permitted. So once again, the three points are, number one, it was stated in Abai's list, the evarim lemincha, burning the limbs, precedes the mincha. For it was taught in a braisa, from where do we know that nothing should precede the morning tamid? Rashi explains that this refers to nothing being placed on top of the maracha before the limbs of the tamid. The Torah states with regard to the tamid, which is an ola offering, va'arach aleha ola, he shall arrange the ola upon it. Rav explained, ha'ola, he ola rishona. The expression, the ola, teaches that the ola is offered up first. Therefore, the limbs of the tamid are burned before the mincha is offered. Point number two, the Mishnah had stated, v'shal bein arbaim ha'isakreva bein avarim u'nesachim. The afternoon ketores was offered between the burning of the limbs of the afternoon tamid and the offering of its nesachim. The Gemara asks what the source of this ruling is, and Rabbi Yochanan answers that the pasuk regarding the tamid states, k'minchas boker k'nisko ta'ase. Like the mincha of the morning and its libation, you shall make the afternoon mincha. Now this indicates that just as in the case of the morning mincha, the ketores precedes the nesachim. Also here, regarding the afternoon service, the ketores precedes the nesachim. The Gemara objects and says that if this is so, let us say that just as there in the morning the ketores precedes the burning of the limbs, so too here in the afternoon the ketores precedes the limbs. The Gemara answers, is it written ki ivrei aboker, like the limbs of the morning should be the limbs of the afternoon tamid? No, it's written instead, ke minchas aboker, like the mincha of the morning. Ke minchas aboker v'lo ki ivrei aboker. This implies that the afternoon mincha should be like the morning mincha, and not that the limbs of the afternoon tamid should be like the limbs of the morning tamid. And point number three, the Mishnah stated that if the Kohen Gadol was a zaken or an istanis, a person of a delicate nature, they warmed water for him and poured it into the cold water of the mikveh. It was taught in a braisa, Rav Yudah said, Ashashio shel barzahi mechamim erev yom kippurim. They would heat iron bars erev yom kippur and cast them in the cold water of the mikveh, kedei shetafik sinasan, so that it would lose some of its chill. The Gemara questions how this is permitted, since this leads to tziruf, hardening of the metal. And Rabbi Bibi answered, shel higil et tziruf. The iron didn't reach the degree of heat needed for strengthening. Rashi explains that it already had cooled down. Abai says you can even say that the iron reached the degree required for hardening, and yet it was still permitted, since davar shena miskaven mutter, an unintentional act is mutter. The Gemara clarifies that Abai holds that Davrishin was coming Aser with regards to a Deraisa, but hardening the metal is only Derabanan, and therefore it's permitted. All right, so now we go to Simra Daf Lamed Daled, and our standard simon is a ladder. So here goes. The two Kohanim climbing the ladder carrying limbs and a mincha passed another two carrying Ketoris and Nesachim on a second ladder, who had stopped to watch heated iron bars being tossed into the mikvah. Once again, it's slow motion. The two Kohanim climbing the ladder, that must be Simra Daf Lamed Daled. The two Kohanim climbing the ladder carrying limbs and a mincha, which reminds us, it was stated in Abai's list, Ve'evarim le'mincha, burning the limbs precedes the mincha, for it was taught in Abai's, from where do we know that nothing should precede the morning tamid? Rashi explains that this refers to nothing being placed on top of the ma'aracha before the limbs of the tamid. The Torah states, with regard to the tamid, which is an ola offering, ma'aracha leha ola, he shall arrange the ola upon it. Rava explained, ha'ola, he ola rishona. The expression, the ola, teaches the ola is offered up first. Therefore, the limbs of the tamid are burned before the mincha is offered. So the two Kohanim climbing the ladder carrying the limbs and a mincha passed another two carrying Ketoris and Nesachim on a second ladder, which reminds us, the Mishnah had stated, Mishal ben Arbaim ha'isakreva ben Arvarim and Nesachim, the afternoon Ketoris was offered between the burning of the limbs of the afternoon tamid and the offering of its Nesachim. The Gemara asks what the source of this ruling is, and Rabbi Yochanan answers that the pasuk regarding the tamid states, "Kemincha zaboka knisko tase," like the mincha of the morning and its libation, you shall make the afternoon mincha. This indicates that just as in the case of the morning mincha, the ketoris precedes the nesachim. Also here, regarding the afternoon service, the ketoris precedes the nesachim. The Gemara objects and says that if this is so, let us say that just as there in the morning the ketoris precedes the burning of the limbs, so to hear in the afternoon, the ketoris precedes the limbs. So the Gemara answers, is it written, ki ivrei aboker, like the limbs in the morning should be the limbs of the afternoon tamid? No. It's written instead, kemincha's aboker, like the mincha of the morning. Kemincha's aboker, well, ki ivrei aboker. This implies that the afternoon mincha should be like the morning mincha, and not that the limbs of the afternoon tamid should be like the limbs of the morning tamid. So the two Kohanim climbing the ladder carrying limbs and a mincha pass another two carrying ketoris and nesachim on a second ladder, who had stopped to watch heated iron bars being tossed into the mikveh. Which reminds us, they would heat iron bars Erev Yom Kippur and cast them in the cold water of the mikveh so that it would lose some of its chill. The Gemara questions how this is permitted, since this leads to siruf, hardening the metal. Rabbi answered, shlo higil at siruf. The iron did not reach the degree of heat needed for strength, and Rashi explains that it already had cooled down. Abai says, you can even say that the iron reached the degree required for hardening, and yet it was still permitted, since davar she'eino miskaven mutter, an unintentional act is mutter. The Gemara clarifies that Abai holds that davar she'eino miskaven aser with regards to a deraisa. Hardening the metal, though, is only a derabanan, and therefore it's permitted. So once again, the two Kohanim climbing the ladder carrying limbs and a mincha pass another two carrying ketoris and nesachim on a second ladder, who had stopped to watch heated iron bars being tossed into the mikvah. All right, so before we conclude the show, I want to mention, it's a little bit challenging here to remember limbs and mincha, ketoris and nesachim. So one way we can do it is we could say that the ladders are made by the Amcan company. Amcan, Evarim mincha, ketoris nesachim. Amcan, Evarim mincha, the Evarim come before the mincha. Can, the ketoris comes before the nesachim. So the Amcan company is the manufacturer of the ladders in our siman. What do you know? All right, so this is Rabbi Avraham Goldberg from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.